Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Help Qualifies the Unlikely. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 verses 12 and 13. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him. For this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. The last day, we started to look at David's submissions about the help of God in Psalms 121. We did say that we will use the next few episodes to see practically how God's help played out in David's life. In the verses preceding our anchor scripture, God had asked Samuel, a prophet, to go down to David's father's house and anoint the person who was to become the next king. Now, remember, Samuel was a prophet, a very effective and aligned prophet, such that the Bible does not record many who were as aligned as he was with the Lord. Samuel got to David's father's house, and as he looked at one of David's brothers called Eliab had the charisma of a king. If anyone was qualified, it would be he. He was tall, athletic, well-built, poised, charisma, and had the features of royalty. The Bible says in verse 6 of that scripture that Samuel, the powerful prophet, looked at him and said, "Surely this is the one who the Lord has sent me to." Long story short, David, who was the most unlikely person in that house and the least qualified, as he had no conventional military training, was the one chosen by God to receive the honor of the anointing for kingship. I remember once there was a competition in my husband's office. Now, the chances of my husband's team winning the competition for various reasons was almost slimmer than zero. Suddenly, by divine rearrangement, on the day of the competition, the most viable contenders just did not show up. They had mixed up a date or something, and by the help of God, the team that were marked as the underdogs became the winners, and no one could contest their victory. My dear listeners, the help of God can qualify you even when the world thinks you are not good enough. Today, I pray that students, career people, people looking for promotions, people being victimized at work will listen to me. If you will turn to God for help, it won't matter who thinks you are not good enough. The Lord will qualify you for that position. Even the prophet in our anchor scripture would have chosen someone else. But there was a young boy who understood the mystery of the help of God, and that mystery set him apart. Men could do nothing about it. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you are blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.